don't just exist. Live. Live on AWR SID Media.
Pastor Teddy Chango, good afternoon to you. Welcome. Thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Yeah, good afternoon. I hope everyone is doing great out there.
I hope so too. Pastor, our question for today is very simple. I think it's very direct too. How could Moses write about his own death and beyond in Deuteronomy chapter 4, 34, verse 10 and 11?
All right. Thank you for that question. Well, I should admit, I don't know why you're saying these questions are very simple, but yeah. Well, let's get into it. Let's just have a recap of what we discussed yesterday. The question for yesterday was talking about if God is all-knowing, all-powerful, omnipotent, why did it take him 6 days to create the universe and all that? So I just want us to get the same thought from yesterday of God being all-powerful, all-knowing, and try to apply to today's question, which says, how is it possible that Moses wrote about his own death and beyond in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 10 to 11. Well, let's just get into it. Well, I want us to understand that there are a number of people that have said a lot of things about this section of Deuteronomy chapter 34. Well, some state that God could have told Moses about his own death. As we all know and understand that God is all-knowing, and therefore he could reveal the future in detail. That's in reference to Daniel chapter 2, chapter 7, chapter 9, and chapter 12. And therefore, we are taught from this that Moses could have scribed it. However, while this is certainly a possibility, it is more probable that someone else had added his final chapter to the book of Moses. And there is a comparison of prophets in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 10 to 12, that suggests that generations may have passed since Moses' death. However, the fact that someone after or other than Moses added the last chapter to the book of Deuteronomy does not change the fact that the book should be read as coming from the entire time of Moses. As we all know, Moses wrote the majority of the Pentateuch. In the Pentateuch, we understand that there are internal references to Mosaic authorship, such as the mention of Moses writing down all the Lord had told him. That's according to Exodus chapter 24, verse 4, Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 9, and verses 24. And additionally, we discover that Jesus and the New Testament also confirms Mosaic authorship. That's according to Mark chapter 10, verse 5, Luke chapter 20, verse 28 to 38, and John chapter 1, verse 45. I just want to sort of ask you, my presenter, I don't know how acquainted you are with these three guys. Have you ever heard of Matthew Henry's commentary?
No, Mfundis, I have never heard of Matthew Henry's commentary.
Okay. I'm going to talk about three guys that will at least aid us in answering this question this afternoon. There is Matthew Henry's commentary that writes a commentary on the whole Bible. And there's a person in the name of J.R.R. Tolkien's that writes a book about the Lost Tales. And there's another guy in the name of Charles that writes a book entitled Point of It All. And one thing about these authors is that each of these authors die before completing their work. And then, in every instance, another author edited and completed their work. And so I want us to understand that the Bible is no different. Okay? So we understand from the scripture that the scripture are clear that Moses wrote the Pentateuch, that is the first five books of the Old Testament. And We're still holding on to the fact that the Mosaic authorship of the Pentateuch, however, poses an interesting question. Who then wrote about Moses' death and burial in Deuteronomy 34? Now, over the centuries, we understand that biblical scholars and commentators have differed over who wrote Deuteronomy 34, because this question in actuality borders around who wrote Deuteronomy 34. For example, the Jewish tradition cites Joshua as one that writes or wrote Deuteronomy chapter 34. In his commentary, John Calvin acknowledges a probable conjecture of his ancients that Joshua wrote Deuteronomy chapter 34, but admits Eleazar the priest, who is also a likely candidate too. Another person, John Grew, says that Joshua could have been the author and yet admits Eleazar, Samuel, and Ezra as also people that are possible authors of Deuteronomy chapter 34. Now, let's get into it. Could it be Moses? Well, it is not far-fetched to think that Moses wrote the account of his own death and burial, particularly since God revealed his word and works of and works to Moses. That is according to Psalms chapter 103, verse 7. So there are other examples in scripture that lend some credibility to the idea that Moses saw his coming death and wrote about it and the circumstances. That would be consistent with God's revelation of future events in other places. We've learned from the Bible that God previewed his plans to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah to Abraham. That is according to Genesis chapter 18, verse 17 to 33. And we also learned from the same Bible that God revealed to Ezekiel in real time that Nebuchadnezzar was standing at a crossroads, divining which way to proceed. That's according to Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 18 to 23. And in Ezekiel chapter 8, we understand that God revealed to Ezekiel again while in exile near the Euphrates River what was going on in the temple in Jerusalem. And also in the New Testament, we understand from the Bible that in Matthew chapter 16, verse 21, the Bible indicates that Jesus knew what lay before him, suffering, crucifixion, and the resurrection in Jerusalem. Therefore, God could have revealed to Moses what would come in the last days after God revealed to him what happened before his birth. That's according to also Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 and Exodus chapter 1 verse 22. However, it is more likely that another person penned down Deuteronomy chapter 34. And there are indicators in the scripture and in the Jewish tradition as to who these likely authors are. One of the people that comes up is Eleazar. Now, who is Eleazar? Eleazar is the son of Aaron, who is the successor as high priest. We understand that Eleazar is often named as a possible author of Deuteronomy chapter 34. Understanding what qualifies Eleazar to become one of the authors of Deuteronomy 34 is that we understand also that Eleazar played an important role in Israel's life during the ministry of Moses and Joshua. He was named the chief of the tribe of Levi, and he was charged with overseeing the duties of the sanctuary. In the wilderness, Eleazar was charged with the inventory the spoils of war after Israel fought in Midian. He also assisted Moses and Joshua in distributing the land to the tribes of Israel. Furthermore, we understand that another thing that qualifies Eleazar to be a possible author is that Eleazar was a Levite. Now, the Levites were charged with the care of the law. That's according to Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 9 and 26. And charged to teach the law. That's according to Numbers chapter 31, verse 21. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 10. And 2 Chronicles chapter 17, verse 9, 35, and 3. So, Eleazar's position as high priest and his service alongside Moses and Joshua may have given him the qualifications to update Deuteronomy after Moses' death. Another person that comes to mind is Ezra. Now, who is Ezra? Ezra is described as a worthy scribe who was skilled in the law of Moses and who had set his heart to study the law of the Lord and to practice it. That is according to the book of Ezra, chapter 7, verse 8 and 10. We understand also that Ezra was responsible for restoring faithful worship among the remnant and return from that. Ezra was responsible for restoring faithful worship among the remnant that returned from exile. As part of his restorative work, Jewish tradition attributes two actions that bear on our topic this afternoon. One of the actions that the Jewish tradition attributes is that, number one, he is responsible for updating the script of the Hebrew Bible. Second, Ezra and the Jewish and Babylonian Talmud, the rabbis indicate that Ezra completed updating, collecting, and arranging the books of the Old Testament. So this also puts Ezra as a possibility or a possible author of the book of Deuteronomy chapter 34. Could it be Samuel? Samuel also is a prime candidate for the authorship of Deuteronomy 34, given both his standing before the Lord and also his role as a prophet. The Old Testament prophets were divinely inspired, and many committed their prophecies to writing. Okay? So according to the division of the Hebrew Bible, however, there are more prophetic books. What we consider the historical books, 1 Samuel and 2 Samuel, 1 Kings and 1 Kings, are also considered prophetic as well. This means that the historical books are not merely a historical record of Israel. They are sacred history written by a prophet to record God's acts. So Samuel also is one of the people that scholars and commentators have argued upon as who might have been the possible author of Deuteronomy 34. But strong evidence points to a man called Joshua. All right. Joshua seems to be the most likely candidate of the authorship of Deuteronomy 34. Most commentators in Jewish tradition agree at least on that. One of the writers in the name of John Peter Lange points out that it is clear from Joshua's command in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, when you compare it with Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 2 and Deuteronomy chapter 13 verse 1, that he meditated on and practiced God's word. So we also understand that Joshua served as Moses' attendant since his youth and likely grew to love God's word while serving Moses. That's according to Numbers chapter 11 verses 28. And we can also confirm that with Exodus chapter 33, verse 11. And also scripture also gives us evidence of Joshua's literary activity in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 19, and Joshua chapter 24, verse 26. Although God could have communicated the account of Moses' death and burial to any of the men listed above, a simple reading of Deuteronomy chapter 34 seems to point Joshua as the most likely author. And the other simplest answer I can give on that one is that when you look at the literary analysis of Deuteronomy chapter 34 and the literary analysis of Joshua chapter 1, you understand that Deuteronomy chapter 34 is in actual sense a part that comes from the book of Joshua. Okay.
Yes,
so, yeah, so from there we are able to tell that Joshua is the likely candidate of the person that writes about Deuteronomy 34 as opposed to Moses. I don't know if I've answered that question correctly.
Well, you're the pastor, you would know best, Mfundisi. We appreciate you coming through to talk to us. I'm looking forward to your next answer tomorrow. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. Please pray for us as we close.
Sure, thank you. Shall we pray? Our God and our Father, who dwells in the Most High, we want to say thank you for this opportunity that you've given us to discuss your word. And we pray that even as other people out there are striving to understand, we pray that may you give us the understanding that we all need. Be with us even as we continue with the day's programs. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. See you tomorrow.
Sure. Thank you very much.
Don't just exist. Live. Live on AWR SID Media.